You're listening to an AppleViz podcast.
Hello, everybody. My name is Marco, and this audio I'm going to do unboxing, hardware description, demo, and extra features of Ray-Ban Meta smart glasses. Unboxing. Well, it looks like a classic recycled package, flat box, and I'm going to give you the package dimensions. It's about 7 inches length, about 3.5 inches width, and about 2 inches height. Okay. I don't feel that has any tape on it, so which it means, so I don't have to cut anything. So in order to open it, and also I feel something printed on it in highlights. It's on the top and on the and on the sides, on the lens sides, in both sides. Okay, I'm going to place the box with the lens side closer to me in horizontal way. It's sitting down on my desk, and the way how open the box is from the left and from the right sides, which means, you know, the width size. So I'm going to start opening from the left side. Once again, I don't have to cut anything. Basically, the only thing I need is use my fingernail in order to make some pressure, you know, like a pushing out. Yeah, pushing down first and then pushing out. And I'm going to open. Here you go, I did. And I'm going to open also the right side. Once again, I'm going to use my finger and nail, push down and push out. There you go. And this one is easier. Okay, so what's on it? Well, the box has like a compartment in one of the sides, and which is the, you know, the paper manuals, the user guide, and everything. In this case, it's on my right side. And on the left side is the microfiber cloth. And I feel the case on it. Okay. So in order to take out the case from the package, that I do is with my right hand, I'm going to feel it and make some and I'm going to push it so to my left side. So, and with my left hand, I'm going to touch it and locate it, and I'm going to twist it a little bit. And the way, you know, how get out a little bit. And here you go. I'm going to start pushing once again with my right fingers. And here you go. I have it here. Well, this is the box. And on my hands, now I have the case, and the glasses are inside. Now I am going to open the case, and it has on the front some kind of magnet, which allows to attach to the case with the lid. That's I can tell, and the glasses are inside. On the middle, there is some plastic tape, which is in order to keep in place the glasses in the case. So I have to cut it or just, cut it or push up and down in order to take out the glasses from the case. I'm going to do it. Yes, I did. And I have the glasses here. Okay. Well, here we go. What's come on the package then? Well, the case with the glasses inside, user guide, microfiber cloth, and that's it. There's no charger. There's not a USB Type-C cable or not even AC adapter. Hardware description. I'm going to try to explain in the most possible way how the case and the smart glasses looks. I'm going to start with the case. Remember, this is a charger case. The charger case can recharge the smart glasses up to 8 times. The charger case can last up to 32 hours. And also, the charger case can be charged from 0 to 100% in about 3 hours. The charger case looks a classic Ray-Ban leather case. In the front side, it has a lid that goes from top to bottom in a triangular shape that ended on the bottom, where is a magnetic click which allows to close the case. On the bottom side, there is the USB type support, and on the back side, on the center, closer to the USB Type-C port, it has a button, which is to pair the smart glasses. Now it's time to describe the smart glasses. The Ray-Ban Meta looks exactly as a pair of sunglasses. It's really hard to say that looks different. There are two models, the wafer, which is rectangular shape, and the headlight, which is more rounded shape, and weight only 48 grams. The battery charge on the smart glasses lasts 4 hours and is built with 5 microphones, 2 speakers, which is an open ear technology design, touchpad, a physical button, and toggle switch, and 12 megapixel camera. In order to give you a better description where are located everything in the smart glasses, I'm going to describe when someone is wearing. Okay, I'm going to start with the left temple. On the left temple, there are 2 microphones. On the interior, there is the speaker grill really close to the ear, the toggle switch really close to the lenses, and on the exterior, there is the Ray-Ban logo really close to the frame. Right temple. On the right temple, there are 2 microphones. The speaker grill is located in the interior, really close to the ear. On the exterior, there is the touchpad. The touchpad is where you control all the gestures to the smart glasses. On the upper side, there is the only physical button. Press once to take a picture, press and hold to record a video, and press once to stop the record video. And also, there is the Ray-Ban logo really close to the frame. Frame, where the lenses are located. On the top left corner, there is the 12 megapixel camera. On the top right corner, there is the LED light to let us know that you are recording. The microphone remaining is above the nose where it's placed. And also there is the cells where the charger case pins are inserted in order to get charged. Demonstration. Well, this is the time. But first, the setup process of the Ray-Ban Meta glasses is really easy, accessible, and really straightforward. But first, you have to download the Meta View app. When you download it, you have to create an account. You can log in via Facebook, Instagram, or email.
Meta View. Ray-Ban Vertical Line Meta, Wayfarer, connected, glasses battery 100%, glasses are charging, case battery 40%. Glasses and privacy, button.
Glasses and privacy.
Voice, button.
Voice.
Camera, button. Communication, button. Music, button. Help and support, button. Notifications, button. Gallery, button. Glasses update, button. Early access, button. Wi-Fi, button. App info, button. Home, button.
Well, through the app, you are able to update the software updates. You can customize the language, voices, and rate, and many more. Also, there are 5 tabs on the bottom.
Home button.
The home is basically the tips, what you can do with the smart glasses.
Gallery button.
Gallery is in order to transfer the photos and videos.
Meta AI button.
Meta AI that we are going to do later.
Selected settings button.
In the settings. So let's start with the basic. Any question that you can do to any voice assistant device. Hey, Meta, what time is it?
It's 1:20 p.m.
Hey, Mira. How is the weather forecast for today?
Today in Pomona, California, it will be mostly sunny with a high of 68 degrees Fahrenheit and a low of 55 degrees Fahrenheit. There will be a gradual increase in cloudiness throughout the day, with a slight chance of precipitation in the evening.
Hey, Mira. What's the battery status?
Battery 92%.
Hey, Mira. Increase the volume to 80%. Hey, Mira. What's the volume?
Volume 80%.
Hey, Mira. Decrease volume to 70%. Hey, Mira. What's the volume?
Volume 70%.
Play music.
My big brother rode an Indian scout. It was black like his jacket.
Change to next song.
If you
play podcasts.
In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a history buff, or an outdoor enthusiast, you'll find what you're looking for. You can explore the grounds of America's first English settlement in Jamestown, or shop along the quaint streets of historic Williamsburg and Yorktown. You can dig into the forensics of the country's earliest settlers or experience a day in the life of one. Each day and each trip is uniquely yours. So plan your visit to Williamsburg today.
May phone calls? Hey, Mira. Call Apple Accessibility.
On your phone, call Apple Accessibility, right?
Right.
Calling Apple Accessibility on your phone. To cancel, say stop.
Swipe up to unlock.
Stability support.
Swipe up to unlock.
We help with features like voiceover, switch control, and voice control. For general tech support or help with billing or...
Send text messages. Hey, Mira. Send text to Google Voice.
Okay, Google Voice on your phone. What's the message?
Hey, how are you today?
Message to Google Voice on your phone says, hey, how are you today? Ready to send.
Send it.
Sending message.
Also allowed to read out the text messages and sounds like this.
Message on your phone from Google Voice saying, hey, what's up? I'm doing okay.
To listen GPS navigation.
Voice Vista. Voice Vista. Turn 5 meters facing northwest. Just Street, Pomona. Marker, home gauge, 15 meters at 6 o'clock.
In case you are wondering if you are able to unlock the device with Face ID wearing the glasses, the answer is here.
8:36 p.m. 8:37 p.m. Calendar, Thursday, March 28th.
Extra feature using Meta AI. Note, this is a beta version, which Meta known as Early Access, and is only available for U.S. English in United States. I also read that this version is going to be released to the public in April. One thing, in order you want to request Meta assistance, you always have to mention the phrase, hey Meta, or in this case, for Meta AI, you always have to say, hey Meta, look and follow for the question. For example, hey Meta, look and tell me what you see. Meta AI can recognize objects and see the world around you. Hey Meta, look and tell me what you see.
I see a well-lit bookshelf with a white statue on the top shelf, surrounded by other items. The sun's rays are casting a warm glow on the scene. It appears to be a miniature model of a red Ford GT car placed on top of a metallic surface near a window. I see a person holding a brown Ray-Ban glasses case. I see the word Wayfarer on a white box. This appears to be a pair of Wayfarer sunglasses.
Help with the text and follow conversations. Hey, Mira. Look and help me with the text.
The text on the package reads Amazon Prime and what appears to be a tracking number.
What's the tracking number?
Sure, the tracking number appears to be 09BBB.
Hey, Mira. Look and help me with the text.
Sure, the text appears to be a receipt. It mentions a MacBook Air and a pic.
How much is the total amount?
The total amount is $968.67.
Recognize a business card for one side and another, and also translate it. Hey, Mera, look and help me with the text.
Sure. The text reads, Raspados la cima vainilla elotes y esquites churros chico. It seems to be a list of Mexican snacks and desserts. The text reads, Para todo tipo de eventos, which roughly translates to for everything you know about events.
Also, identify bill denominations. Hey, Mera, look and tell me what you see.
I see a $20 bill with the number 20 printed on it.
Hey, Mera, tell me what is this?
This appears to be a $20 bill from the United States.
I think you got a point what the AI using the camera can do. Meta smart glasses do not require Wi-Fi connection. The own carrier provider can handle the majority of the tasks. Software updates, Meta voice assistance, and Meta AI. So far I know, only require Wi-Fi connection in order to do Facebook and Instagram streaming, because require a stable and strong connection in order to provide better quality. Let's talk more about the MetaView app, what you can do and what options offer to your glasses.
Device settings, heading, add device button.
You can add more devices.
Ray-Ban vertical line Meta Wayfarer connected. Glasses battery 100%, glasses are charging, case battery 40%.
Give you battery status about your glasses and case.
Glasses and privacy button.
Glasses and privacy.
Voice button.
Voice.
Camera button.
Camera.
Communication button.
Communication.
Music button.
Music.
Help and support button.
Help and support.
Notifications button.
Notification.
Gallery button.
Gallery.
Glasses update button.
Glasses update.
Early access button.
Early access. Now let's go to review one of the most important options.
Glasses and privacy button. Your glasses button. Your privacy button.
I only have two options here. I'm going to the previous one.
Your glasses button.
My glasses.
Updates button.
Hi, updates.
About your glasses button.
About my glasses.
Gestures button.
Gestures.
Notification LED brightness button.
Notifications.
Wear detection. Allow glasses to play and pause features by wearing and removing them. Button. Microphone troubleshooting. Adjust glasses microphone if you're experiencing issues with voice controls or call quality. Button. Unpair glasses. Button. Factory reset. Button. Force restart. Button. About your glasses. Button. Product tour. Button. Your glasses and case. Heading.
Well, it's basically everything related to my glasses. Let's go. See?
Glasses name, RBMeta00N.
Well, that's glasses name.
Glasses version, 5984.
Glasses version.
The model, Wayfarer.
The model.
Lens color, G15 Plano, button.
Lenses.
Glasses serial number, 2Q3.
Glasses serial number.
Case version.
Case version and case serial number.
Case serial number. Gestures button.
Let's go to gestures.
You can customize gestures for the touch add or capture button on your glasses. But touch add. Choose which feature uses the tap and hold gesture. Button. Capture button. Change the press once or press and hold gesture for taking photos and videos. Button.
I have three options. I'm going to the middle one.
Touch add. Choose which feature uses the tap and hold gesture. Button.
This is the touchpad, remember?
Background video. Button. Tap and hold. Assign the gesture to your favorite feature. Heading.
Tap and hold.
Spotify tap. Tap and hold the touch add to play Spotify. Voice controls. Tap and hold to ask a question or use a voice command. Unchecked. Button.
For example, this one, instead to always keep requesting for the assistant for Hey Meta. You can check this option and press and hold it, and it's ready.
None, no gesture assigned. Checked button.
In this case, I haven't selected any option yet. Let's go to the next option.
Voice button. Voice controls use what you say and related data about how you use it to respond to your voice. Look, manage Meta AI privacy settings and Glass privacy. Controls, switched button, on. Hey Meta preferences, button. Language and voice, button.
Let's go to language and voice.
Customize the voice you interact with. Language, English, United States, button.
So far I know there are only 3 available languages, English, French, and Italian. Let's hope, you know, through the time they add more languages.
Speaking rate. Rate 4, adjustable.
There are 6 different levels, which 6 means faster and 1 lower. I have set 4.
1.25x, select a voice, heading.
Basically, there are male and female voices. I'm going to just try a few then.
Here's one of the voices you can choose. You can always change it later in settings.
This is the first one.
Here's one of the voices you can choose. You can always change it later in settings.
This is the second one. Let's go with the female voices.
Here's one of the voices you can choose. You can always change it later in settings. Here's one of the voices you can choose. You can always change it later in settings.
And this is the another female voice. In order to save the changes, you have to look for the save button located on the top right corner.
Save button.
In this case, I don't want to make any changes. Yes, I go back. Let's go to the next option.
Communication button.
This is really important.
Communicate hands-free and hear announcements for incoming calls and messages. See quick controls guide.
Remember, this is a Meta voice assistant in your smart glasses. The smart glasses are also connected via Bluetooth in order to do most tasks. However, here, you have the options to control directly from the voice assistant on your glasses.
Calling and messaging.
Calling and messages.
Your phone, carrier charges may apply. Connect your phone, carrier charges may apply. Dimmed button.
So as you may know, Meta Inc. offers the services to WhatsApp and Facebook Messengers. Perhaps you have the options to set up and synchronize everything from WhatsApp and also from Facebook Messenger. Same for the home phone in order to make and receive phone calls through the smart glasses and also send and receive the text messages and allow to read out the text messages that came to your phone. I'm going to click on my regular phone.
Your phone, the calling and announce messages, hearing the announcement of who's messaging you. Dimmed, switched button, on.
Okay, now it's on, so because I don't have connected the glasses.
Read out messages, hear an automatic readout of your incoming messages. Dimmed, switched button, on.
You get the idea?
Share photos hands-free. Use your voice to send photos from your glasses. On. Disconnect phone. Dimmed.
And also you have the option, so if you don't want to keep using, to disconnect. Let's go back to the previous menu.
Communicate. Connect your phone. Connect WhatsApp.
There you go. WhatsApp.
Connect Messenger.
And Messenger.
Connect home button.
And that's it. And this is the last option.
Glasses update button.
Glasses update.
Back button. Set up automatic updates.
Okay, set up automatic updates.
Once you add a Wi-Fi network, your devices will update automatically.
Well, it's asking for my Wi-Fi. However, like I mentioned, you don't need it.
Set up button.
I'm set up.
Not now.
And not now. I'm going to click on the now.
Back button. Updates. Hat ray ban vertical line Meta Wayfarer. Your glasses are up to date.
Version P3. Version P3.
Conclusion. Ray-Ban Meta Smart Glasses offer their own Meta AI, similar to Microsoft CNI or Be My AI, to see the world around you. Do I think Meta AI is perfect? No, definitely not. But in my own opinion, my personal opinion, I seen a huge of possibilities to get better on the near future. In general, what do I think about the Ray-Ban Meta Smart Glasses? I think it's a excellent product, offer stereo sounds, open ear technology design, 5 microphones to take phone calls, send text messages and requests for the voice assistance, 12 megapixel camera to use Meta AI to recognize objects and more things. I think it's good, pretty good, actually. And the most important for the price, and looks exactly as a pair of sunglasses, weight only 48 grams. I think it's a really good product. Well, if you have any questions, please write on the comments right below. Thanks for listening and hope this audio helps to you. Peace.
This AppleViz podcast has been brought to you by the community of AppleViz.com for the latest in resources and tips and tricks to get you the best experience from your Apple device. Visit www.appleviz.com.